August 10th, 2009 is a day Jen Fazakerly will never forget. It was the day her husband Rob was diagnosed with terminal pancreatic cancer. He was 46 years old and he was going to die. So Jen and Rob started living.
By the time he died, we had had thousands of hours of conversations that we never would have had otherwise. We would sit on the couch every day and just talk. And it ended up being that everything that he needed to do was done by the time he died, and I think that was amazing.
Rob lived for 14 months after his diagnosis. Jen quit her job so she could be with Rob every day. They called it their early retirement. But Jen was not only Rob's wife, she was his caregiver. She would drive him from their Norwich home to Victoria Hospital in London, where he would have his weekly chemotherapy treatments.
This is the chemo area, so all of these chairs people would sit in. And the volume stuns you, because you can't believe that this many people have cancer, and they're just packed in here. And what stunned me when I first came here is they weren't old. Rob was not one of the young ones at 45 years on average.
Rob's chemotherapy treatments weren't meant to cure him. They just eased his pain.
So all of these chairs people would sit in, there's no curtains between them. You can see everyone, and people all get hooked up to these IV bags and have chemo going into them. And there's a swarm of chemo nurses, and they all come running around, and they all wear gloves and these huge gowns.
Rob and Jen met Helen during one of Rob's chemo treatments. She used meditation techniques to help Rob and Jen find a way to live with Rob's terminal diagnosis.
What they asked was, how do we live knowing that? Because he's still alive. So how does this experience become something other than this racking, heartbreaking grief? Their acceptance of the dying was what moved me so deeply and challenged me to show up really authentically in the quest of how do we live with hope, how do we live with purpose when we know death is going to be the end.
Jen and Rob did find a purpose in Rob's cancer. They found a reason to start living every moment. Jen calls this time a gift.
And I don't think you have to be facing a terminal diagnosis to read a book on, like, how should we all live our lives? How should we make the most of what time we've got left? Because some of us are lucky enough to have the gift of a terminal diagnosis, but some of us get hit by a bus.
Grace said being around Rob and Jen pushed her to see the gift of a terminal diagnosis.
In the work that Helen and I do every day, we're reminded of the preciousness of each and every day. You know, that was one of the gifts that Rob and Jen experienced.
Down the steps from the cancer clinic lays the patient library. Today, the library has a steady stream of doctors and nurses wanting Jen, Helen, and Grace to sign copies of Just Stay. Though many of the doctors and nurses were lured into the library by the prospect of free cake.
And you can have cake and you can buy a book.
But as people chose whether they wanted chocolate or vanilla cake, Jen, Helen, and Grace talked to them about the book and convinced many people to buy it.
Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy it.
Jen doesn't find it painful to talk about Rob. She loves talking about Rob. More importantly, she wants her journey with Rob to help others. Today there is a woman reading Just Stay in palliative care as she watches her husband die. One of the most defining moments for Jen during Rob's last 14 months was when a Beatles song popped into her head.
I remember lying in bed with Rob one night. I said to Rob, I said, what is the first line of Let It Be? And he said, when I find myself in times of trouble. And I just thought, oh, this is the song. Like, this was something that just seemed to resonate with me.
Jen played Let It Be at Rob's funeral. But the song serendipitously popped up on Jen, Helen, and Grace's Europe trip last year, a trip where the book was born. The trio was enjoying one last glass of red wine at an Italian hotel, with a pianist playing in the background.
We were all reflecting on what an amazing thing that the three of us had really become so close, and it was really all because of Rob. None of us would have known each other without Rob. And as we're saying that, and we toast Rob, and she starts playing Let It Be on the piano.
For Jen, Let It Be helped her realize she couldn't change Rob's fate. She just had to let it be. Rob died on September 25th, 2010, at 1:30 a.m. Rob was in their bed in their old Victorian home with red shutters. His parents, twin brother Malcolm, and kids Ben and Jessica were all around him. But everyone left so Ben and Jen could reposition him. Then Ben left for a moment, and it was just Jen and Rob.
I took his hand, and I said, it's just me and thee, sweetie. In that minute that it was just us, he died. Now the hard part starts.
When I find myself Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.